me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. Scott Colliwell lives in Denver, Colorado, and he owns an ice cream company. The name of the ice cream company is Scoops. And Scoops is famous for having the most interesting and delicious flavors of ice cream. For example, if you're ever in the mood to have bubblegum flavored ice cream or mac and cheese flavored ice cream, yup, you heard me right, macaroni and cheese, or dill pickle flavored ice cream, you can go straight to Scoops and get any kind of weird flavor that you would like to enjoy. Not only does Scott Colliwell own Scoops, ice cream is also his favorite food in the world. Every day at 4 o'clock, Scott Colliwell has a scoop of ice cream. He picks different flavors on some days, but most days he has his favorite butter pecan flavor. He enjoys ice cream so much that he has a rule in his house that every Sunday and whenever it's a birthday of somebody in the family, everybody gets to eat ice cream for breakfast. Scott has 3 very, very important employees, Jake, Joe, and Sam, who run the flavor department, and they're constantly experimenting and trying to figure out which new flavors they can come up with, because Scoops is known for having scoops of ice cream with all different kinds of out there flavors. One day, Scott was thinking about it and he said, I need somebody to really help me out on the higher levels of the business, and I'd like to promote either Jake or Joe or Sam to be vice president of my company. And in addition to being vice president, they'll also be the chief flavor officer. But he couldn't decide which one to pick. Each of them was so good at finding and creating flavors. They were always coming up with such great ideas. So Scott decided that he was going to have a big, big event in town. He was going to rent out a hotel and rent out the kitchen and bring in tons of supplies and have a contest. And whichever one of his workers, Jake, Joe, or Sam, would come up with the most delectable and interesting ice cream flavor that he would enjoy the most, they would be promoted to vice president of Scoops and chief flavor officer. The advertising started and everyone in town was talking about the upcoming big event. The people could hardly wait to see what kind of flavors they were going to come up with. They were all taking guesses. Sweet potato casserole? Onion? Sweet avocado? Maybe even potato kugel flavored ice cream. The day finally arrived and the contest was beginning. Jake got one kitchen, Joe got another kitchen, and Sam got a third kitchen in the hotel to work in. They were all working in their own rooms, and they were able to have any ingredients, anything they needed to create their flavor. Outside, there were about 20 reporters, 15 photographers, and hundreds of people from the neighborhood who were hoping that they might get to sample some of the flavors. Well, the 3 hours were over. Those were the 3 hours they had to prepare their ice cream. And each of them, as you can imagine, made something quite lavish, creative, and delicious. Jake presented his ice cream first. Jake, along with everybody else, knew how much Scott enjoyed butter pecan flavor. So Jake prepared butter pecan with crushed warm crumbs, soft whipped cream on top, and hot caramel.
Yummy.
Sliding through the ice cream with a little touch of vinegar on top to contrast the flavors. Quite delectable. And yes, the customers, the people, the neighbors who were in the lobby enjoyed getting a taste from Jake's ice cream flavor. Next came Joe, contestant number two, to become the vice president of Scoops and the chief flavor officer. Joe knew that Scott's second favorite food, his first favorite food was ice cream, that his second favorite food was broccoli. When he wasn't eating ice cream, he was eating a lot of broccoli. So Joe had a very creative idea. He thought he would mix those two favorites of Scott, and he combined them and created a broccoli sundae with hot fudge Asian avocado tofu sauce.
Yummy!
Some of the people, the broccoli lovers, found that quite tantalizing and delicious. And then it was time for Sam to present his. Sam knew that besides for Scott liking ice cream as his first favorite food and broccoli as his second favorite food, when he wanted something a little crunchy, he would always go for popcorn. How did he combine popcorn with ice cream? And he also knew about that butter pecan love of Scott. So he created butter pecan ice cream with popcorn, butter, and salt, and the pieces of popcorn inside of the ice cream had fizzy popping candies so that the pop experience could continue the entire time you are eating the ice cream. The crowd was going wild. They were enjoying each of these test flavors so much. It was delicious and interesting and a whole lot of fun. Scott Caldwell thanked everybody so much and let them know that he needed to sleep on it and that he was going to announce the winner, the next vice president of his company and chief flavor officer, the next day in the news. So everybody went home, and Scott was sleeping in the hotel that night, and in the middle of the night, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was very quiet, but Scott woke up in the middle of the night. It sounded like everybody in the hotel was sound asleep. Scott decided to take a little walk around the hotel. So he put on his robe and his slippers, and he walked downstairs, and he was just smiling, remembering what a fun day it was with all those new flavor ice creams. And as he passed by where the kitchens were, where the chefs were working, he heard some running water. And he heard some clanking and bangings of a pan. And he heard some scrubbing. I wonder what that is. It's the middle of the night. Everybody's sleeping. Scott was curious. He walked inside of the kitchen and he couldn't believe what he saw. He saw Sam quietly scrubbing every single pot that he used to create his delectable popcorn, fizzy popping candy, butter, pecan butter, salt flavor. He stood from a distance. He watched Sam wipe down every surface in the kitchen, fold every towel that he used, put away every last kernel, sweep the floor perfectly. He walked away. He went back to his room and woke up the next morning to announce the next vice president of Scoops Ice Cream and the chief flavor officer. Scott knew exactly who he needed to pick. He knew that Jake and Joe and Sam would all be excellent picks. They would all be creative and come up with wonderful flavors. But Sam proved something. Sam proved that even after the big contest and all the people standing there tasting all the flavors and the news reporters and the camera men and women and the photographers, when they were all gone and it was very quiet and no people were looking, Sam still did the right thing. He cleaned up that kitchen that he used till it was perfect. And Scott said, "That's the kind of person that I want as the vice president of my company. A person who's not just terrific when there are big events going on, but that know how to do the right thing in the smaller moments too." In this week's Parsha, Avraham has a test. Last week he had the seemingly biggest test of all, Akedat Yitzchak, bringing Yitzchak to Har HaMoriah. That was a very, very hard test. And then, at the beginning of this week's Parsha, sadly, his wife, Sarah, dies at the age of 127. And Avram was feeling very, very sad that his wife had just passed away. And he needed to buy a place, a piece of land, to bury her. And Sarah died in Kiryat Arba, in Hebron, in Eretz Canaan, that's Israel. And when Avraham wanted to buy the land, he had a deal with someone who was not a very nice or honest person. And this man's name was Ephron. And Ephron liked to talk a lot. "Oh, I want to give it to you for free. Don't worry about anything." And then Ephron was what we call a handler. In the end, Ephron said, "Oh, what's 400 shekel of silver between friends, you know?" He was not an easy person to deal with. Even though Avram was feeling very sad that his wife had just passed away, and even though Ephron wasn't speaking in a nice way, Avram continued to act with tremendous, tremendous respect. He acted like a mensch. We learned about 10 big tests that Avram had. The first one was Lech Lecha, leaving his land at the age of 75. The 10th one was the Lech Lecha at the end of last week's Parsha of Vayera, when he had to go to Eretz HaMoriah with Yitzchak. And this week's Parsha, Chayei Sarah, is test number 11. The test that might not seem to be so big, but actually the little tests that we have in our day-to-day life, those tests show who we really, really are. Not only the big ones, the little ones too. And so, if I'm feeling a little cranky or overtired because I didn't sleep well last night and I show self-control and I still speak politely to my mom or dad or to my brother or sister, that's passing a test in our everyday life like Avraham did. And if I go to the store to get a new pair of sneakers and I'm so excited to get sneakers that day, and I don't end up finding any that I like, and I say thank you to my parent who brought me there, and I don't kvetch and complain that I didn't get it, those are the kind of tests in our everyday life that we learn from Avraham. We learn to be great at trying to do the big tests and pass those, and also to make those choices that might not look to an outsider as big, but it really is, because those choices that we make every day help develop who we are. And next time you're in Denver, Colorado, and you want to have a really wacky, flavored ice cream, you might want to see if Scott Caldwell's Scoops still exists and if Sam is still the vice president of the company. So passing little tests and big tests is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!